Good morning to you all. It's so good to see you here at Grace Bible Church this morning. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Luke chapter 2. The center of our message this morning will be from this passage of Scripture. But I want to take you to verse 11 of chapter 2 in this very familiar account of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. When the angels announced to the shepherds that Jesus Christ was to be born, this is how they put it, beginning at verse 10. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." And then what are the next three words? "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Those words are just full of meaning. In other words, great joy shall be to all people. Why? Because of the purpose of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to this earth. God becoming man, that He might bear the burden of sin in His body on the cross of Calvary. That's for all people. But then specifically to those shepherds that were gathered there quaking in fear. They had never seen this before. They were overwhelmed by the sight. And this is the message that's in, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." You know, the birth of Jesus Christ was personal. It was personal. God sent His Son. It was personal. I think sometimes we get into the idea that Christianity is generic, but it's not. I spent yesterday at the insurance place, my favorite thing to do every year, going over health insurance, and they have these long lists of checking to see whether your medications are covered by this particular plan or not. And, you don't get the impression that the insurance companies are really looking after you. You've got to be looking after yourself. And, they're very impersonal. But I'm so thankful that today I can stand before you as a pastor and preach a personal message from a God who made the message personal. For unto you is born this day. It wasn't just a generic Jesus that came, but a personal Jesus to deal with sin on a personal level, on an individual level. God is not in the business of saving groups. He is in the business of saving individuals. And if there's ever a message of Christmas, it's that message, that He came for you. He came for me. And so today, as we gather together to sing songs of praise and adoration to Jesus Christ, I want you to think of it as personal from your heart to Him. Don't just think, well, it's the group singing, I don't have to put much into it. Wait a minute. If God loved you enough to send His only begotten Son to die for you, can you make your worship personal this morning and make it unto Him? I think that would far and away change the way we think about church. It's a time where I'm not just part of a group. I'm an individual. And I want to pour out my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ in praise and adoration because He alone is worthy, because He loved me. That's the heart and the message of the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.